So how do you use food as a way of medicine and keeping healthy overall?
So food is the basis of all health, and sometimes I think we forget to remember this because it's such a basic concept. But my basic idea is that people should eat as many vegetables and fruits as possible because those contain the key ingredients to keep us healthy and prevent disease and strengthen our immune systems.
So in regards to staying healthy, are there specific spices that we can use that can give us an extra boost one way or another?
Oh, I love that question since I love spices, and I feature that a lot in Spice Box Kitchen. So ginger is one common ingredient, both in its fresh root form and powdered and dried, that can boost the immune system. And turmeric is another really healthy spice that is anti-inflammatory. And inflammation is a key in our overall health, including immunity.
You know, at the beginning of the pandemic, I read something about sugar not being good for the immune system, and my ears perked up because we all wanted to have a very strong immune system to make it through the pandemic. What do we know about sugar and our immune system?
So I just spoke about, you know, inflammation as being a big problem for illness. So sugar is actually pro-inflammatory. It causes inflammation, and that's the reason why it's really not great for our health overall, including for immunity.
All right. Well, that's, you know, those of us who like a good chocolate chip cookie, it's like, oh, no, that does not sound good. Let's talk further about sugar and salt and fat in hidden ways, in prepackaged foods or maybe takeout food or fast food. What's in there and what's good for us? What's not so good for us?
Yeah, you've actually hit on the main point and how to avoid hidden sources, and that's to cook as much of our own food, including snacks, at home, because we know what we're putting into our food. Prepackaged foods are the biggest sources of added sugars, even for things that you don't think need to be sweet, like, for example, pasta sauces, added fats for sure, and also added sodium. So if you really reduce the amount of packaged foods, meaning these highly processed foods, you'll be doing yourself a great service already in avoiding those three items which are not great for our health.
And what do you do about the patients who say, but doctor, I'm so stressed, I just need those extra, you know, chips and dip and some candy, it makes me feel good. It maybe makes you feel good in the moment, but what do you tell them?
I think that's a great point. So first of all, I also don't want people to think I'm all about restriction. I'm not. Actually, I'm all about adding great things that taste good and will make you feel good for a longer moment than just that immediate moment. And for those people who love either salty or sweet snacks, because that's basically 50% of each of us. For chips, I recommend starting with kale chips, which I've written as a prescription for people. And for people who have a sweet tooth, instead of maybe a bowl of ice cream, try making your own banana nice cream out of frozen ripe bananas.